Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, today for our 8th anniversary of the Public Storyteller segment, we are following in a tradition that we started 7 years ago of bringing somebody from the station to tell a story. And today it is Linda Gassenheimer.
I moved to Miami from London and Paris, being several years overseas. And when I left London, my friends said to me, "Oh, Linda, what are you going to do?" Because they had the idea of Miami being sun and fun and not much culinary. So here I came to Miami, and I'm from Connecticut, so it was a whole new world for me. And I had to start my career all over again from scratch. And I didn't know what I was going to do. But happily, I had written 3 cookbooks in England, and so there was a publisher here in the States who asked me to write a book on the Florida Keys. And I thought, just like my friends in England, what am I going to write after the first page? And I went down there, started researching, and I realized I was totally wrong. There was so much wonderful thing. The fish, everything there was so great. I could have written 2 books. Well, I wrote the first book, which was Keys Cuisine, but then years later, I did write a second book because there is such wonderful food in our Florida Keys. So I was totally wrong. And then I was told when I moved here that we have Miami magic. And I didn't know what that meant. So the Miami Herald, actually, they took me out to lunch to a Cuban-style restaurant here in Miami. And I didn't know anything about Cuban food at that time, having come from London and Paris. And they ordered for me, and they had to describe everything I was eating. But they asked me to write for them. And then I had to, as I mentioned, I'm starting my career over again. I'm a French-trained chef, and I was told, no, you have to make things quick and easy. That's what people do here. And so my Dinner in Minutes column started, and it's still going strong. I never thought I was going to be able to start my career here so delightfully. And then I decided that I wanted to know more about what's going on in the culinary food. And so at that time, when I came here, I met Chef Alan Susser. Now, he had this wonderful restaurant in Aventura, and he was doing all kinds of wonderful Florida cooking. When I was doing my research in the Florida Keys, I met Norman Van Aken, who, of course, has expanded and become a really, really world-famous chef here. Started in Miami, started in the Keys. And Mark Militello had this wonderful Mark's Place up on, 125th Street. Anyway, they all formed what was called the Mango Gang. And they really helped to bring Miami culinary awareness here. Well, then I thought, well, I think the International Association of Culinary Professionals should come here. And now that's the IACP, and it's the professional organization that professional food people belong to. And I got the same answer I had in England. "Oh, Linda, is there any food in Miami?" So somebody was writing an article for Food and Wine magazine, and she came down and she asked me to take her around to restaurants here in Miami. Not just restaurants. She did 33 restaurants in 3 days, if you can imagine. And not only that, she ordered 3 courses in each one. I can't stand to see food waste, so of course we only tasted the food, and I kept filling my trunk with all these little white boxes. And funny enough, the last restaurant we went to, they said, "Let me help you out with all of these." And I opened my trunk, and he looked at all the white boxes. And I guess our cover was blown. He realized what we were doing. But she wrote this wonderful article. I think it was one of the first major articles on Florida. The convention did come here. It was a great success, and Miami really started to hit the culinary scene here. In fact, I have a confession. When I used to come here to visit, I said I'm from Connecticut, and Jacques Pepin is a famous chef, lives in Connecticut, and we get together in the summer. And bad me, I was complaining about not having the quality of food I was buying in Paris, and he called me a food snob. So he decided to make a dinner for me, and he bought everything out of the local supermarket. I mean, he even bought frozen meat and the cheese and everything, and it was fabulous. But of course, you have to remember it was Jacques Pepin who was doing the cooking. And so I began to understand and learn what was going on here. It was fantastic. And then my career starting to grow and all, and I came to WLRN. And some of you may have known of my food news and views. It was part of Topical Currents. But you know what? I got to meet the most fascinating people in the food world. And even people who weren't in the food world, like Francis Ford Coppola, he brought out a line of pasta sauce. Can you imagine? I got to meet all these people and talk with them. I thought I was so lucky. And boy, did I learn about Miami magic. And it's just grown and grown from then. I've written many, many cookbooks since then. So here I was. I thought I'd come to Miami and I'd lose my career. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey.
Linda Gassenheimer with her history of food in Miami.
Yes, and of course, Linda Gassenheimer has been on the air for quite a while and has published many books about cooking and food in Florida and in Miami. And she has been such a culinary force in this area. And this story is so charming because it really helps us see somebody who has so many accolades, who has such talent, such skill, such knowledge in her field. And we see her saying, I was wrong. I had something to learn. And it's such a humbling story. It's quite delightful.
I like how the people who she mentioned became world famous after they published their books and put Miami on the map.
And this is one of those stories that falls into that category of, I didn't think it was possible, but it is also partly about how she helped other people see, other people learn what she learned. And that is, without making the story sound too epic, that is an important piece of what the scholar of myth Joseph Campbell called the hero's journey. That is somebody going off and fulfilling a quest or a mission. And not only does that person kill the bad guys or find the golden fleece or whatever it is, but that person then comes back to the community and teaches others what he or she has learned. That's an important piece of the hero's journey that Linda has fulfilled in spades.
It sounds so strange you bring up Joseph Campbell in the context of Linda Gassenheimer. At one point in the story, she said her cover was blown when she opened up the trunk and the chef saw all the other restaurants. What did she mean by her cover was blown?
Because they're restaurant reviewers, they're supposed to be anonymous. This is how I understood the story. I may be wrong, but people are not supposed to know that they're serving food to restaurant reviewers. They're supposed to just think this is another patron, another customer, and I'm going to be as nice to this one as to the other. And so when they opened the trunk and there were all of these boxes, then it was very clear that these were people who had been all over town sampling food.
Starting over again and doing a review of Key West food and not knowing anything about it, that's quite a challenge.
This is a really significant life change. And talk about making lemonade from lemons. Not only did Linda come from the great gastronomic capital of the world, Paris, to Miami at a time when the world didn't know how much we had to offer, and making a career here and helping to make Miami cuisine and Keys cuisine into something nationally and internationally known, that was a wonderful thing. I particularly love when she said, starting my career from scratch. I loved that expression. I'm not saying we don't use it all the time, but it made me think, this is a chef making a cake from scratch, making dinner from scratch, making a career from scratch. She really went back to basics in the same way she does with her cooking. Very authentic, very clean. She did the same thing with her life. And I loved that kind of parallelism there.
Miami has come such a long way in the food world.
Yes, this is a story about a pioneer, somebody who really helped change the reputation, the face of an area in a very important industry. I think that's a great story to play on our anniversary, and hope that we have many more terrific stories that are either as important or as interesting or as fun on the Public Storyteller in the years to come.
And thank you, Karen. If our listeners have a story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories, wlrn.org. Click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.